is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report on secrets. Who has secrets anymore? If you ever want to keep a secret, don't ever write it down anywhere. Don't walk, but run away from the internet. That's increasingly the single biggest clue to protecting your privacy. The evidence mounts daily as the tidal surges of data seep out of every conceivable internet portal and stream into hands both nefarious and purposeful. Let's look at some of the cases in point. WikiLeaks has to be in the conversation, but someone has to explain Julian Assange to me these days. Is he about transparency or anarchy? Is he serving a greater cause or an agent of the KGB? The fact that we're scratching our heads means there's a big warning sign attached to anything that a WikiLeaks label has on it these days. Yahoo had all the critical data lifted from 500,000 customers in the latest and largest hack fest, including social security numbers and the whole enchilada. The biggest concern in the papers is whether it would lower Yahoo's sale price to the telecoms. The FBI arrested someone in August who lifted the source code for hacking into foreign government websites. And just maybe we should discuss that sometime too. But now they aren't clear if he was a Snowden wannabe or a hoarder who couldn't keep himself from taking stuff home. Booz Allen, his employer, has made billions subcontracting to NASA and to NSA and other agencies for this kind of spycraft, but seems to be running a Swiss cheese factory. Yahoo seems to have answered a secret subpoena from the government and created a scanner for its email to try and isolate messages for an alleged terrorist the G-men were tracking. The list is endless. Apple, one bank after another, credit companies, department stores, hotels, and on and on. Pretty much, if you operate in a modern economy, your data is eventually going to end up everywhere, partly because it costs money for companies to protect it. And they'd rather apologize for the breach and say it's happening to everyone rather than provide the security they are implicitly promising whenever you turn over your information. No worries, you could go with encryption, right? Not if you follow what's happening to OpenWhisper, reputedly the best encryption site out there developed by Mr. Encryption, Moxie Marlinspike, an eccentric genius hacker and programmer. The government has secretly subpoenaed his company for information. We know this because the ACLU has won some court proceedings trying to protect Marlinspike and his operation. Nonetheless, the government is still after OpenWhisper because they're trying to collect information that the company expressly says that it does not collect. We're living in a catch-22 world. We can't live with the internet, but we can't live without it. At this point, we need to come to grips with the fact that unless we're hand-signaling to someone out in the wilderness somewhere, no secret is safe. And of course, even while our lips might be moving and our hands waving, an eye in the sky probably has our GPS coordinates handy and some footage available. Our lives are an open book. Get used to it. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.